Beginning current daf mesechtes chakiga daf kimmel beginning of an alva beginning tais masla beginning of the gemara gemar ria ria mahakel. We learn now gzera shava where it says ria by hakel, it says ria over here in the laws of ria, and therefore learn gzera shava, and that's how we know this halacha. Now but then tais bothered, he says, wait a second, what's with benoshim, what's with women? There by hakel the women are mechuyev, so why don't you say something over here by Re'iv and Gzeir Shabbos? So it's not likely, but that you cannot obligate them because they come back, might let come on the Zechurcha. The Gemara later on actually excludes them from Zechurcha, from your males and not your females. Chayin Amin, like, come on, so the Gemara says later on, Halom Likra, why don't you deposit to exclude women? Table the Mitzvah, Shes Magadama, what do I mean? Sufficient that it's a time bound positive commandment, which women are exempt from. Says the Gemara, no, Matim, what would you say, Nil Vrima Hakel, you will learn Gzeir Shabbos from Hakel, Malan, just like within Nashim Chayab as women, they're obligated, like it says, Ha Nashim Nashim Atav. So too, by Mitzriya, that's what Zechurcha comes to say, they couldn't say no, that they are excluded from that. Now, this is bothered by a question, says, but Tfeil Mlem Chayvinen, why don't we obligate children, Kmeva Hakel, like we say, Vlitin Tzchal Mevayim Ki Hasam, to give rewards to those that bring them, like, over there, and the same thing should be for Riyah from the same Gzeir Shabbos. So it's tasting them because the Mekavachem patritinly, because we actually exempt the children from Mekavachem, like we had previously said in our bays, the Nashim Maturis, if women are exempt, so Tfeil Mlem Koshkin isn't all the more so that for sure children should be exempt. Now, come on, later on, the Rabbina cut in Shagil Chinuch, that we include a cotton that comes to the Chinuch age for the Mitzarim. Now, Sivkol, says Kol Zechurcha, but Ligamin Mahakal, why don't we learn from Hakal? If we say that, if besides the Kavachem excluding, but there's Chivrit from Hakal, says Tazia, Hasmas Machtma Amo Gedamasa. You're right, that we include from Kol is really only an illusion, as Igmar concludes. And the truth is, my Kavachem and Amipatim. Truth is, because actually from the Kavachem, if women are exempt, the children, even the Gil Chinuch, he would be Patim. And Bechibarach, when the Gemara asked, Drabanu with Rabbinic, much like sure the Gemara could have asked, Lamalikra. What do you mean? You don't have to ask it's Rabbinic. Gemara could have asked, why do you need a pasuk at all? Like, I'm a Mahakal, you can learn from Hakal. Oh, definitely, Baruch just asked better, where it's asking a bigger question, saying, how you learn from Kol, it's Rabbinic. The truth, you could have asked, why do you need a pasuk? You know it from the Gzeir Shavah Mahakal. Like, there's much to begin with the Gemara, Melaman Yishmo Nafka. We learn it now from Melaman Yishmo. Now, because the Pasuk, the Kramashla, the simple understanding of the Pasuk sounds like Hazina, behave, what's listen? Listen, behave, and understand, that what they're teaching him. What's the difference if it's not just about listening, it could be also not being able to speak, because the way the Gemara is understanding on the Havamin is, Kimin Legoma, since it doesn't understand, so you would exclude someone who can't talk also from, it's the same thing, not really listening versus talking, it's just not understanding, and both of them don't understand. That you would know it from Luman Yishmo. Rather, you should read it leman yilamedu, so that they should teach. Now, although the one who cannot talk, gomer, he could still learn. Whatever, you would not know it takes exclude it from leman yishmu. And so to someone who could speak but cannot hear, even though he heard till now, where the matzigam lachrin, he could teach others because of what he learned up until this point. But Kimin Lemotzi Gomer Bahalicha, since he's not going to learn anything by this going, Malalichas, what's the point for him to go? But Kimin Lemotzi, since he's not going to hear, Legomer Kalamba, he's not going to learn from here and on. Abagab Legomer Lachrini, and the Gisha takes the next two words, even though he could teach others, Leo's Lahashta, still he doesn't go right now. Kimin Leo, Leo Halichazu, it's not going to be effective for him going right now. But like Kamakur Hakel, because the whole point of the Mitzah Hakel is Elder Shishma Bekreis HaMelech, that they should hear what the king is reciting. Vivina Mahashta, they should understand from that, from this point onwards. Be willing to hear the Yisra'at, they should bring to the fear of the Creator, like it says in the Pasuk, be Yisra'at, they should fear Hashem. And Bashas L'chosh L'avir, and the Gemara didn't bother to bring this last point that we just said, because the Peshit L'idim Shtar B'Hamni, it's obvious that it's talking about this, that it's excluding, even if you could teach, but since you can't hear, which you cannot learn anything new. Now, Aval Man Yilamedu L'motzim Apik B'le Yishmo. But you wouldn't be able to exclude from L'man Yilamedu without Laman Yishmu, because that is bothered. He says, wait a second, from Laman Yilamedu, you learn now that if someone hears and doesn't talk, since he can't teach others, he's exempt from ear. So too, if someone can talk but can't hear, you should also be able to exempt him, because since he can't hear, so he can't learn for himself, how could he teach it to others? So what do you need Laman Yishmu for? So he says, no, because Lahavina Mapik Midab Vinishma would not have excluded someone who could talk but can't hear. Why? Because Kimnashal Mekmeach, since he ultimately did hear up until this point, Gomer and he could teach to others, and Begam Yovan Lama Nikola Achvi, he would also understand why they're gathering, even though he technically can't not hear right now. And Begam Mitzvah Yishmu, and also, besides that, you also need Yishmu for another reason, like the message later on, for the case of Rav Tancham, of Chorosh Vaz Ne'achas. So, for those two reasons, you need to have Laman Yishmu, and it's not enough for Laman Dilmedu. Tinuk says master begin with the gemara cheresh ba'asne achas. He's deaf in one of his ears, so he does not have the mitzvah ear. Now Bishami Amar and the Shami brings that Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon asks cheresh ba'asne achas ma'hu. He asked this question regarding deaf in one ear. Rabbi Yisrael Rabban. He says, look, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban is machlich Rabbi Yisrael Rabban because the Torah Rabbi Yisrael, we learned Rabbi Yisrael taught. It says in the pasuk in Shmoyis Chafrezel, b'nei Aaron tasa kutaynis, kasnais. For the sons of Aaron, you should make kasnais in the plural. Now, Rabban Amri, the rabbis say that shtei kasnais l'alechad, there's two kasnais for each one. So each one needs two. V'yisem, he says, no, afel kasnais l'alechad l'alechad, even one kasnais for each and every one. That's in together two. Hachinami, so too, says over here the Yerushalmi, in our case, Rabban Amri, they would say b'z name in their ears, shtei kasnais l'alechad, meaning each one has to be able to hear with both their ears. Rabbis would say, no, one ear for each and every one, altogether makes two. And that would be the Samachlik is regarding if they have to, like we're saying, if you have to hear with both ears or it's enough with one ear. Like we say by Kasnais, the plural going each and every one or some total. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, even though they don't hear. Now, why are they not hearing? Because I would think, even if they don't hear because they're far away, they would be deaf mute, then you're right, Matin Mamaz name, we would exclude Mamaz name. That's what's saying that Laman Yishmu is coming to teach that they have to actually hear and not just be able to hear. Next, it's not the beginning with the Gemara, Mipa'am Nafka. We learned this out from the Bali Kavan that they have these wooden shoes from Pa'amim, and Regalim could teach us that he can't be lame in any one of his feet. Now, so it's like come on, this we see later on, Regalim, Pralabali Kavan. The Gemara says on next daf, Nav Dalet, that Regalim excludes Bali Kavan. I thought you just said from Pa'amim. So it says Asmach Me'amhu is just an illusion because the Pa'am Nafka, because like we said, that we actually learned it out from Pa'amim and not from Rugal. And the Chipach Metz Chalitzu, and the Gemara asks in Yavam Estavka, we give them off, Be'erich and Pergam Meshkali, and the Pyotism Beis, must have been Mine, as a contradiction, Rugalim, we learn from Rugalim, Parle Bali Kavin. So we see that we're learning that from Rugalim, and he was saying that you learn from Pa'amim, not from Rugalim. So the says, yeah, that's Midasamchi Rugalim Kamer. It's from the fact that he's relying on Regalim, but let me show you could Jirasha, not because of the primary Jirasha. In other words, you're right. Regalim, we exclude lame in one foot, not Bali Kavan, like our Gemara says over here. And the proof of the Gemara over there that Bali Kavan not called Regalim is from the fact that the Tana was quoting that and relying on Regalim. And he used that word like in the Smachta for the Bali Kavan. So from there, you see the Bali Kavan not called Regalim, but you're right, from the Pasuk itself, we actually have from Pa'amim, not from Regal. It seems like it says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Tchil Egeim. Avraham Avinu was the first of the converts. Why? Because he was commanded on circumcision more than all who came before him. And therefore, just like for Gerius, one needs circumcision, and the first one that had that primarily was Avraham, so he's considered the first of the Egeim. It seems like it says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Noshim L'Shmaya. And why do women come to Hakel? They come to hear. Which Amr Shammai says, that's the Lekim Benazai, the Mechaibad L'Lamed L'Bit Torah. According to Benazai, it's not men are coming to learn, the women are coming to listen. Women are also coming to learn. That's according to Benazai. Obviously, this Tana is not like Benazai, and that they hold that there's no chiv to teach and for the woman to learn, and they're coming to listen and not to learn. Kinnik says, Master, the beginning of the Gemara, could they lean in Chal Mabayim? Why do we bring children? To give reward for those who bring them. And that's what the people rely on when they bring children to the shul, which the children are not coming to daven, they're not coming to do anything, not learning, not listening. And rather, it's to give reward for those who bring them. That's the same idea as in the Beis HaMikdash, but Hakel, so too is that to bring children to shul.